energy exhaustion and fears. In the expansive ecosystem of existence, our bodies can be compared to intricate trees, drawing vital energy or sap from the ground of reality. This life force, this sap, nourishes our growth, powers our actions, and shapes the world we inhabit. However, what happens when this energy starts flowing into a parasite feeding off the tree, rather than aiding in its growth? This is exactly what occurs when we are consumed by fear. We experience a redirection of energy. Understanding fear and energy redirection. Fear, a potent emotional response to perceived threats, often results in a significant redirection of our spiritual energy. Similar to how a parasite might divert the sap from a tree for its own sustenance, fear causes a disturbance in our energy flow. This phenomenon is particularly troublesome when our fears become chronic, rooted in past experiences or anxieties projected into the future. When fear becomes our default state, we end up constantly feeding this parasitic entity, leading to exhaustion, stress, and an overall decrease in our ability to function effectively. But what exactly transpires during this energy redirection? Let's delve deeper into the intricacies of this process. The hidden tug of war. A large part of our fear-based reactions originates from our subconscious mind, the part of our psyche that operates beneath the surface of our conscious awareness. The subconscious mind, akin to the vast network of roots beneath a tree, stores all our past experiences, beliefs, and memories, including those that trigger fear. When these subconscious fears are activated, they surface, creating a state of inner tension and stress. This tension can be likened to an inner tug of war between a tree's need to grow and the parasitic entity diverting its essential sap. This internal struggle is draining, causing a consistent redirection of our energy reserves, leading to a state of chronic fatigue and stress. The impact on our cells and body. The energy redirection brought about by fear has profound implications on our physical well-being too. Our body is a complex system of cells, each pulsating with life energy. When fear takes hold, our cells respond by entering a state of stress. Chronic stress can wreak havoc on our bodies, weakening our immune system, disrupting our sleep, impairing our cognitive functions, and even causing long-term damage to our physical health. Fear, therefore, not only redirects our spiritual energy but also significantly impacts our physical well-being. Breaking the cycle. From subconscious fear to conscious awareness. The key to reversing this energy redirection lies in transitioning from subconscious fear to conscious awareness. By bringing our fears into the realm of conscious awareness, we can start addressing them, thereby reducing their power to divert our energy. This process involves acknowledging our fears without judgment, understanding their origins, and accepting them as part of our human experience. As we become more aware of our fears, we diminish their power over us, thereby reducing their ability to redirect our energy. Transforming fear into a source of growth. Changing our relationship with fear involves recognizing it as a signal for growth. Instead of allowing it to redirect our energy, we can use fear as a catalyst to develop resilience, courage, and a deeper understanding of ourselves. When we start viewing fear through the lens of growth, it no longer remains a debilitating force but becomes a stepping stone towards personal development. This shift not only prevents energy redirection but also helps us channel our energy towards constructive actions, leading to a more enriching and harmonious life. While fear-induced energy redirection can lead to spiritual exhaustion and physical stress, the journey of transforming fear offers a silver lining. By shifting from subconscious fear to conscious awareness, we can stop these energy redirections, regain our vitality, and transform our fears into a source of personal growth and spiritual evolution.